No, I'm speaking of Big Cindy and Esperanza. I left you out for all the obvious reasons. Again, if you require the prerequisite cliché, please choose one of the following. You made your bed, now lie in it. I get the point, Myron interrupted. But I still have a business to protect, for their sakes, if not my own. No question, Wynne motioned toward the trenches. But at the risk of sounding melodramatic, I am responsible for those people out there, for their jobs and financial security. They have families and mortgages and tuition payments. He pierced Myron with the ice blues. That's not something I take lightly. I know. Wynne leaned back. I'll stay involved, of course, and again, if my particular talents are needed. Let's hope they aren't, Myron interrupted. Wynne shrugged again. Then he said, Funny, isn't it? What? We haven't even mentioned Esperanza in all this. Why do you think that is? I don't know. Perhaps, Wynne said, we have some doubt about her innocence. No. Wynne arched the eyebrow, but said nothing. I'm not just being emotional, Myron said. I've been thinking about it. And? And it makes no sense. First off, why would Esperanza kill Clue? What's her motive? The DA seems to think she killed him for the money. Right. And I think it's fair to say we both know better. Wynne paused, nodded. Esperanza would not kill for money, no. So we have no motive. Wynne frowned. I'd say that conclusion is at best premature. Okay, but now let's look at the evidence. The gun, for example. Go on, Wynne said. Think this through for a second. Esperanza has a major altercation with Clue, in front of witnesses, right? Yes. Myron held up a finger. One, would Esperanza be dumb enough to kill Clue so soon after a public fight? Fair point, Wynne conceded. But perhaps the battle in the garage just raised the stakes. Perhaps after that Esperanza realized that Clue was out of control. Fine. Let's say that Esperanza was still dumb enough to kill him after the fight. She'd have to know she'd be a suspect, right? I mean, there were witnesses. Wynne nodded slowly. I'll go with that. So why was the murder weapon in the office? Esperanza isn't that stupid. She's worked with us before. She knows the ins and outs. Hell, anybody with a television set would have known you're supposed to dump the gun. Wynne hesitated. I see what you're saying. So the gun had to be planted. And if the gun was planted, then it follows that the blood and the fibers were planted too. Logical. Wynne was doing his best, Mr. Spock. The bat phone rang again. Wynne picked up the receiver and dispatched the matter in seconds. They went back to thinking. On the other hand, Wynne said, I have never encountered a perfectly logical murder. What do you mean? Reality is messy and full of contradictions. Take the O.J. case.
The what?
The O.J. case, Wynne repeated. If all that blood was spilled and the juice was drenched in it, why was so little found? He changed clothes. So? Even if he did, you'd expect to find more than a few dashboard splatters, wouldn't you? If the juice drove home and showered, why was no blood found on the tiles or in the pipes or what have you?
So you think O.J. was innocent?
Wynne frowned again.
This book is continued on Disc 3.